But the den was the focal point of the whole house, where the fireplace was, which was usually on, lined with books, comfortable chairs. This is where I remember my grandfather, the Hatter, when I was a small boy. He had, after a few years, an Atwater Kent radio, beautiful Atwater Kent radio, sitting on the south wall, I guess, on a table, with a, not a horn speaker, but a large speaker with a bit of latticework on it. And you had to adjust three dials, and God help you if you touch any of those dials, because that upset the whole routine. We would gather and listen to Mr. Goodevening, Earl Kelly, of course. He was starting to produce the news in those days for our station. Amos and Andy was coming in those days. And every Christmas, of course, this was when the royal, when the king started the practice of speeches to the emperor by radio from London. Of course, we all had to gather around, listen to the king, and they all had to stand at rigid attention while they played up to the king, or else Grandpa would belt you one. No, he wouldn't belt you one, but he'd be very angry. You didn't think not to stand. He was that kind of a man, sharp little man. When he said something, you usually did it. A man with some temper, but a kindly man. Certainly a conservative in his ways. I remember absolutely nothing about the basement. For some reason or other, I never went down in the basement in that house, and it doesn't register with me. But I do remember the kitchen and the dining room because of the huge dinners we would have. The kitchen, of course, because of the situation. Well, bread was the thing.
What was the garden and the farm like?
The garden, well, we had the long walk going right down to, not these now, to Douglas Road. I called it Grandview Highway. It was Douglas Road in those days. The long walkway going right from the house entrance right down to Douglas Road. And then on the east side of that, there was rows upon rows of raspberry bushes. On the other side, I've forgotten now. On the other side, must have been potatoes and that sort of thing. It was not a planted thing all the way down there, as I recall, anyway. Further towards the creek, on the fence there, they had the actual field where they had the cow and the horse, and they would be used for plowing. Right back where you've got the interurban train now, the car, that was the barn. And I remember the horse and the cow. And we were going down with my grandmother while she milked the cow. She did. She would make dinner, milk the cow, and do all sorts of things. How she did. They had the horse there and the chickens. Lots of chickens.
Where was the chicken coop?
Right down that same area, next to the cow barn, and next to the. They had a group of buildings there, as I remember. Now behind that. Hole behind my grandfather's land, there was another low house. It used to be occupied by the Woplington family at one time, but prior to that, it was occupied by my grandfather's brother, and I don't know what his name was. He was a baby, but he was there for a while. Uncle Harry, I think his name was, but I can't be too sure. The house, around the house, of course, there was the lawns and the shrubs and the beautiful flowers. And my grandfather was an excellent gardener, a fine gardener. He took great pride in his garden. And I imagine you've heard about the goldfish. And he would feed the goldfish, and he would ring a bell.
I haven't heard of it.
Well, a pool to the right of the, as you went down the main entrance when you get out the main entrance over to your right, there was a pool. I think you still got it there. It was fed goldfish, and Grandpa would get with a little bell and ring the bell, and the goldfish would come and he'd feed them. And it was a
beautiful home, and I would say a happy home. It certainly served his purpose. I think he was the type of man that his purpose was paramount. Not so much a family. I mean, he was of his era, he was typical of his era, a businessman who certainly had, at least in the early days when the children, his own children, were small, he had control of his children, whether he did later on. But a kindly. I remember him well. He was good with me. He was a little bit afraid of the world, a little bit in awe.